Vikings game plan continues. Paul Allen, Mike Wabshaw, Wabby from Vikings.com, and the DraftKings Fantasy Focus. The winning formula is around the corner. It pays to watch this part of the show weekly, for we reminded you into the Tennessee game, make sure you use the Minnesota Vikings defense in fantasy football every week. Kendricks touchdown, Danielle Hunter touchdown, Sendejo fumble recovery, Hunter sack. A lot of gold in them Tar Heels. Let's see what we can do this week. We'll begin with Adrian Peterson.
And they go to Peterson, hemmed in and dropped for a loss.
19 runs, 31 yards at Nashville. Any reason to be concerned?
I don't think so. And, you know, one thing to remember about the Vikings offensive line is a lot of those guys are coming back, but there was a lot of position battles going on in training camp and the preseason, and so those starting five guys didn't necessarily get a ton of reps. So I think they learned in game one working together, and Adrian, of course, got no reps in the preseason. And so I think he'll be a little bit better, too, going into the second game of the season. So to me, if you invested an early draft pick on your fantasy team with Adrian Peterson or a lot of money in your auctions, I would not be sweating it at all. Adrian is going to bounce back, and he could bounce back in a big way in this game against Green Bay.
Hand off Adrian. Cuts to the left of the five. Gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings!
Now, the Vikings defense off an elite game at Nashville against the Titans. Now faces Aaron Rodgers, Eddie Lacy, Jordy Nelson, Jared Cook, Randall Cobb. That's probably the atopic matchup.
Yeah, I think so. And it's very easy and for a lot of people fun to talk about this Green Bay offense because they can do so many different things. You just listed all of the weapons.
Rodgers takes a low snap, fires to the end zone, caught, touchdown.
And we know that Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers are about as good of a head coach quarterback tandem as you'll find in the NFL when it comes to designing and executing offense. So the Vikings defense will be tested, but they're coming off a great performance. Conversely, when you look at the Vikings offense in this game, let's keep talking about Adrian Peterson. I think another benefit to this game is the Vikings are going to go against a 30 front. You know, Tennessee has three down linemen in their front, and so does Green Bay. So you get a little bit of continuity in the matchup there. I'm sure the Vikings offensive coaches would tell you these are two completely different defenses, but there is at least some commonality in the front that you're facing. So I think the Vikings offense will have that. Plus, it's just another game. It's a second game working together, including Adrian Peterson. So I'm not saying points are going to be aplenty in this game. It is a rivalry, and these teams do know each other quite well. So it may not necessarily be a high-scoring affair, but I think the Vikings offense will look markedly better in this game than it did in the first game. And I think Adrian Peterson is a big reason why.
Now, the Vikings offense has not generated a touchdown since early in the third quarter of the regular season finale against Green Bay last year. Quick bonus fantasy focus for you. I love Stephon Diggs in this game.
Hill going deep for Diggs, and Diggs making the play. Great catch with Jason McCourty all over him.
Not only do I love Stephon Diggs in this game, I think he's an every week starter in fantasy football. Do you?
Yeah, I think he is too. And you want 1,000 yards out of your wide receiver one or wide receiver two if possible, and I think Stephon Diggs has the ability to do that. He certainly is going to be a guy the Vikings would like to get the opportunity. Now, if teams continue to stack the box with 8 and 9 guys, at some point, the Vikings are going to be able to capitalize on that. They did to some extent against Tennessee. 33 passing attempts, 236 yards, and 7 receptions of 15 yards or more. To some extent, they capitalized on it, but they have to get into the end zone. So Stephon Diggs could have gotten into the end zone and made fantasy owners happy. And if he does, the trickle-down effect is it will free things up for Adrian Peterson. And all of you who own Adrian Peterson on your teams will be happy as well.
Thank you, Wabby.
All right, Paul.
Wabby, Vikings.com, and I'm Paul Allen. From the TCO studios, we thank you for watching Border Battle 112 preview of Vikings Game Plan.